The gun death tally so far includes two murder-suicides. One of them took place on Wednesday in Fond du Lac County. 56-year-old Ronald Koloski killed an acquaintance, 55-year-old Bradley Thayer, and then turned the gun on himself. These deaths don't fit the profile for most murder-suicides that usually involve a dispute between intimate partners. Tony Gibbert of End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin says in those cases there are often warning signs that neighbors, police, or abuse prevention groups can pick up on.
You know, there are things that can be done to remove guns from individuals who have acute mental health issues. If there are pending court cases, a condition of release can be that firearms be removed from these really dangerous situations. All those issues go towards making sure that victims have the most opportunity to reach out for help.
That help wasn't there for the victims of the other murder-suicide that occurred this year. In Green Bay, 2 weeks ago, 52-year-old Jeffrey Fish killed his girlfriend, 47-year-old Linda Dickinson, and then shot himself. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.